I saw you last night.
Yeah.
You were there.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Chavis Aldova, Sunday night, Shara Bitochon, Perek Revi'i, and we're up to page Kuf Nun Aleph in the Sefer that we're using, and he's talking about mitzvahs and applying Bitochon to mitzvahs, and he asks Hashem's help in explaining it properly, and he starts off. We're in the new paragraph on page Kuf Nun Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. We'll start from the first word of the line, Ha'echad. And he says that whenever you make a decision whether or not you're going to listen to Hashem, when you're exercising your Bechira, it has three parts to it. And really, these three parts exist in anything a person does. Says number one is the decision to do it. Number two is the planning of how it's going to happen, which is an insight that decision is not enough. To make the decision real, you have to have a game plan how it's going to happen. And the third thing is actually doing it. And he says, "V'hine, asher einum ne'elamim lanu mehem." What is clear to us, what's not hidden from us, going bechiras hamishmas v'hameri, the decision, the first two, the decision, v'akavona v'yozmal ha'pu'ula, and your planning, very interesting, you're planning how you're going to do it. This is, there's no bitachon. I don't want to hear the word bitachon. He says it's shtuyot. Hare bitachon al Hashem b'kach to'os. It's a big mistake. The sichlus, to say, I'm going to wake up in the morning and whatever mitzvahs Hashem sends my way, so I'm going to do them, you know, it's all, but I don't have to be proactive, I don't have to, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know, I'll go through the day and I'll see what happens. Ki Hashem yisala kvar mosar biyodeinu bechiras mishmato merio. So to speak, Hashem, this is really philosophically, it's a very difficult concept. Bechira, true free will. You know, everyone knows it's hard to understand free will because of Hashem's knowledge, Hashem's yediyah. Hashem knows everything, and He knows He's a lamala min hazman, which we really, I always say, we really cannot comprehend lamala min hazman, but we say the words and we make believe we do. But the human mind cannot grasp something that's not under time. That's what I think. But we say the words. We walk the walk, we talk the talk. Hashem is l'malam and azman. But that's only one problem. Another problem is that Hashem is... Hashem is everything. And Bechira, free will, even if we... Not Hashem's yediyah, it's really the same question. But it's a more stark question that... Hashem can't paint himself. It's like saying Hashem can't make a rock he can't pick up, right? Which of course he can't, because it's just babyish to say that the word can't in that sentence is a chisaron. It's not a chisaron, it's a maila. We say, oh, can't, it's babyish. Can't is a maila, not a chisaron. Right? So Hashem can't paint himself out of the picture. What do you mean Hashem left an area where he is not controlling? The sentence really makes no sense, but we say it and we don't really understand it, and we're not quite sure if it's make-believe, and it's just, there's no difference. It's like if the whole life would be a dream, right? Like in row 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 your boat, right? Your whole life was a dream. So you say, you know something, maybe it is all a dream, but so what? I'm not going to wake up till it's over. So what's the difference? I'm going to live my life as if it's not a dream, because I don't know that it's a dream, you know. So just because it's a dream, there's no nafkamina, because I'm not going to wake up in the middle of it.
But everything indicates in that instance, then how does the Chavalavat say that the first two...
Because it is. Because I'm speaking out that philosophically, the way he says it especially, this is not a machlokas. I'm speaking out that he's saying it like so matter of factly. It's really in Shara Bitochon. where he's pounded into us page after page after page after page now for 3.5 prokim, that Hashem controls everything and Hashem is everything, and there's nothing that happens if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, and nothing will happen if Hashem doesn't want it to happen, and nothing won't happen if Hashem wants it to happen. And all of a sudden he's saying, I have an exception. So I'm speaking out. Really, philosophically, the exception really doesn't make sense. And he did such a good job pounding into me for 3.5 prokim that Hashem is everything, that I don't even understand how this could be. And really, it can't be. And is it, or is it an illusion, or is it real? And if it's real, it means Hashem did make a rock that he can't pick up. He gave us free will. That's mamish what it is. You know, it's not the rock, but it is the equivalent of that. Hashem said, you have free will. I don't know the answer. Do we really have free will, or we really don't? It's just a dream, a mirage, an illusion. I don't know. The Chavis of Lovers doesn't get into that. I'm just speaking it out how you know, he says it so matter-of-factly, and really, it does go against everything he said until now. That's how heavy it is. But it's liberating, really. It gives us a tremendous responsibility. He's trying to say, you can't have bitachon when it comes to bechira. I don't want to hear about bitachon. It's a ta'us, it's sichlus, it's foolishness. Hashem gave this, as much as we think that we're in control of our parnasa and our health, and we go jogging, and we do what we do, and we take out advertisements, and we do everything, because we think, you know, Hashem's okay, but we misdefine, always, people misdefine hishtadlus. That's mamish, what bechira is, we misdefine hishtadlus. Your average person, well, the average person doesn't think about anything. Let's assume for a moment someone that thinks about things. Even that person who thinks about things assumes that hishtadlus means Hashem does 80% and he leaves over 20% for the person to do. And that 20% is called hishtadlus. That we've learned in the Chavis HaLovers 10 times is wrong. It's dead wrong. I don't want to use the word apikurus, but it's wrong. It's as wrong as an apikurus is wrong. And it's totally wrong. Hashem is always in control of 100% of what happens to you. He wants you to go through the motions, and that's of certain normal things, what he made the world and called normal. And we call that hishtadlus, but it's not 20%. Hashem is still doing 100% and we're doing zero. But he wants us to perform certain acts. And if that is hurtful to our egos, that we're just puppets, too bad. This is the reality. It's the truth. Bechira, on the other hand, which we sort of, you know, that's where it's true. That's where it's true. Hashem painted himself out of whatever is Bechira. You're in control. You determine who you are, what you are. You determine your neshama's, it's up to you. Hashem says, you know, I want nothing to do with this. This is up to you. Very powerful.
Okay.